One thing I'd like to emphasize is the importance of studying history. Knowledge is power. Robert and I are both history buffs, and one reason we connect is that we both use history as a guidebook. It's better to learn from history than to repeat the same blunders. As the old saying goes, those who haven't learned from history are destined to repeat it. If today were suddenly to become a memory, what would you like to remember about it? Two quotes come to mind, one from Ralph Waldo Emerson and one from Albert Einstein. Emerson wrote, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." And Einstein said, "The mind that opens to a new idea never comes back to its original size." Emerson's quote keeps me from being complacent, knowing I have a lot more to learn and accomplish. And Einstein's quote keeps me thinking big. I also believe that simple is better, not that simple is so easy. Distilling something down to its essence can take time and a great deal of thought. That's a good reason to read great thinkers and writers. In many cases, they've already done the distilling process for us. But here's your assignment first. Give some thought to your roots and why you're doing whatever it is you're doing today. It's a good way to start thinking for yourself, and it's likely no one else but you will come up with the right answers. Robert and I have told you why we want you to be rich, but what we want is not important. What's important is what you want for yourself and your family. Do you want to be rich?